Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello everybody, this is Colin. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家，是特别大的好消息。总是有朋友问我们，口语要怎么样来提高，英文怎么提高更快？当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。但是除此之外啊，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来，当然就进步更快了。所以我们早安英文给大家免费开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加呢？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能参加我们的免费直播群了。我们中外教老师呢，每天都会在群里给大家免费上课。有英语学习的问题呢，也可以在群里问我们。已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课程了，赶紧微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。
All right, Nora, how was your spring festival?
Quite good. And you know me, I binge-watch some TV shows again.
Well, what have you been binge-watching?
The Legend of the White Snake.
I think I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, the White Snake fell in love with a person. It's a very old TV show, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. The Legend of the White Snake 就是新白娘子传奇了。这部剧呢真的是非常有年代感哦。放假的时候呢，我和我妈妈在电视上就看到了这部剧，然后我就重新又看了一部分。
So, how did you feel when you watched it again?
Well, I was still impressed by their performance. 尤其是里面的一个角色叫做许仙，其实是一个女演员饰演的。那么小时候我看的时候好像根本就没有看出来，感觉就是被她的演技说服了，男女都不太重要了。
Oh, so there was cross-gender acting in the show.
Exactly, cross-gender acting. 那么 cross 就是指的跨越嘛， gender 是指的性别，所以加起来这个单词就可以指跨性别的表演，也就是我们说的反串。
Yeah, it's the art of an actor or an actress portraying a character of the opposite sex.
对，那我们刚刚说到扮演许仙的那位女明星啊，她叫做叶童。之前呢虽然也非常的出名，是一名双料影后，但其实后面呢就是因为反串这个角色变得全国闻名的。所以今天我们的节目呢就和大家一起来聊一聊反串以及电视剧电影里面的各种各样的角色。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So Nora, do you know that actual cross-gender acting has been around for thousands of years?
Wow, thousands of years. I didn't imagine it with such a long history.
Well, the tradition of men portraying women on public stages can date back to the theater of the ancient Greeks.
Portray, 这个单词呢是一个动词，就可以指描绘还有扮演的意思。So, men portraying women.就是指的男性饰演女性角色。那这个传统呢可以追溯到古希腊时代。
So let me guess the reason. Is it because women were not allowed to be on stage at that time?
Yeah, exactly. Women at that time were expected to remain at home and raise the children. So men had to play all the roles.
I see. 所以反串的这个起源啊，是因为当时男女不太平等，只允许男性演戏。
Right.But then during Shakespeare's time, another type emerged, women portraying men. Perhaps one of the most famous examples is Hamlet.
因为其实随着女性地位的转变嘛，女性扮演男性的角色在莎士比亚这个时代呢就变多了。那莎翁的戏剧就是一个很好的例子。比如说哈姆雷特在1899年表演的时候呢，就是以女性反串扮演的角色闻名的。
Yeah, Hamlet's effeminate side...has led the character to often being portrayed by women.
Exactly. Effeminate. 这个单词通常用来形容男孩子带着一点贬义，意思就是没有男子气概的，柔弱的。
Yeah. If you describe a man or a boy as effeminate, you think he behaves, looks, or sounds a lot like a woman or a girl.
Yeah. 其实哈姆雷特的性格嘛也是比较优柔寡断的，所以扮演的女性演员特别的多。而前面说到的许仙嘛也是同样的原因。His effeminate side can be better portrayed by females with ease.
I see. But anyway, cross-gender acting is becoming much more commonplace now.
是的。好了，那我们刚刚讲完了反串，其实电影中还有很多其他的角色。
For example, the leading roles.
Right. A leading actor, leading actress, or simply lead, plays the main role of a film, television show, or play.
对 ,lead, 这个单词呢指的就是主演。我们可以用作名词，就直接说 he's the lead。也可以把 lead 后面加上一个 ing, 变成形容词 he's the leading actor.
Yeah, yeah. And a supporting actor performs a role below that of a leading actor and above that of a bit part.
Yeah, 那么另外一个常见的角色呢就是 supporting actor. 那他的戏份呢就会比主角要少一些。但是又比很多小角色要多。所以呢中文说就是配角 supporting actors. And also you mentioned another word, a bit part.
Yeah, a bit part. They are very small roles in a film.、
Mm-hmm.
You can just say she had a bit part.
Ah,、got it. 所以 a bit part 就是指的小角色。We can also call them extras, right?
Well, there is also a difference.、
Mm-hmm.
Extras aren't always professional actors.They usually get no lines at all.
Extra actors, 或者叫做 extras, 他们就是我们中文说的跑龙套的，基本上连台词都没有，那就比前面说的 a bit part 的戏份更加少一些。
Yeah, even famous actors started out as extras, like Brad Pitt.
Right. 那这让我想起了中国也有一部电影啊，叫做《喜剧之王》The King of Comedy by Stephen Chow.It portrayed the story of a film extra.
Stephen Chow,、mm-hmm. I like his movies. Maybe I should watch that one.
对，不过说到这些小角色啊，那客串应该也算小角色吧？一般就是那种明星出演的，这种好像又不能够叫做 extras.
Right, right. They're called guest stars or cameos.、
do they mean the same?
Well, guest stars are often in multiple scenes and play a significant role in the story.
所以 guest star 通常这一种客串的人物呢在剧中是非常重要的比如说我们在看侦探剧的时候呢就有很多案件某个案件可能就是有一个明星客串的叫做 guest star
Yeah, but a cameo is a short appearance in a TV show or movie by someone famous
So they're not important at all
Exactly, for example, the appearance of Stan Lee in a Marvel movie
想起来了，就是漫威之父 Stan Lee， 基本上呢，在每一部漫威电影里面都有客串出演，比如说他就演路人，但是都不太重要这些角色，所以叫做 cameos。
Right, but in movies like Marvel, because some dangerous scenes are involved, there will also be stuntmen.
Exactly, stuntmen. Stunt 意思就是特技了 ，stuntman 就可以指特技演员。They usually appear in action movies.
Yeah.And they can also be called stunt doubles. A body double is usually an actor who replaces another actor to do dangerous or other special things.
Double, 那这个我们都知道，做形容词可以表两倍的，但其实做名词呢，它也可以代表替身的意思。不过替身有很多种，比如说我们刚刚说到这种 stunt double, 就是专门指特技替身。Actually, I was wondering if stunt doubles can get a huge pay.
Probably.Stunt doubles may get paid more than other body doubles.
对，因为他们的工作可能毕竟更加危险嘛。那么报酬呢，按道理来说应该会更加高一些吧。
But their pay won't be higher than those the lead actors and supporting actors, of course.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Okay, 那么今天呢，其实我们就聊了很多电视角色相关的表达，有男扮女装的反串、客串等等。好了，那么今天的节目呢，也到这里结束了。最后呢，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英文水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课了。那么入群的限量名额呢是200个，想进入免费直播群的同学，就赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English. 学口语就来早安英文。